The most exciting time of any day is when we are in conscious communion, conscious communication, conscious introspection with God, with the divine within us, with the allness, with the isness. I think that so often when I communicate with the divine within me and am one with the divine within me, I do so with a little bit of lack of respect, not disrespect so much, but lack of respect. I seem to forget that while I may be this young person that I am, my God self is young, old, middle, any age, and every age. That God in me is the allness. It's not just the person that I appear to be as a human being, but the allness of all. And so when I talk to God in me, I have to sort of take on a new attitude, an attitude of utmost respect, utmost delight, utmost, as though it were to what used to be a grandfather. The concept of grandfather is a grandfather, someone who is a person that we respect, not only for their age, but for their wisdom and for their place in our family. They are a person that we can go to and talk to and ask questions about things that are important to us. And they'll not tell us how to head in and how to be good people and how to do things, but they'll talk to us and inspire us to come to our own conclusions. Our grandfathers are beings of great respect, great dignity, great wisdom. They're like the most competent professor of the greatest university. They're like the most tender, loving, caring mothers, if you will. They're like the gentle older brother teaching the younger brother. They're like the older sister talking to the younger sisters, guiding them so that they can have a path that is as smooth as possible and as joyful as possible. When I talk with God in me as me, I'm talking to such a very noble being. And as I talk with this noble divine being within me, that wisdom that comes through is not always a straightforward answer. It's not oblique. It's not something that's hidden from me. It's not an answer that is avoiding the question. But it's an answer that causes me to come to my own conclusion. It causes me to come to my own decision. And it causes me to be my own teacher. The best kind, of course. And so I go before the presence of this Divine One in me as me, not as a flippant individual, which I sometimes have occasion to be because I feel a familiarity with this divinity, this God presence in me. I feel a oneness with Him. And whenever I feel a oneness with someone, I feel personal privileges that I don't really have. And the personal privileges that I feel that I don't really have are the privilege of being flippant with them, of talking back to them, of ignoring the wisdom that they are sharing and thinking that I know better. But when I go to the Divine within me, the Divine is such an outstanding teacher, such an outstanding sharer, such an outstanding essence that I feel humbled in this presence, and I feel I can listen and hear and follow and make no excuse for it. I don't have to think that before I was stupid and now I'm smart. Because what I know is I'm always smart. I'm always on top of it. I'm always aware. I'm always listening to the Divine within me. And it's a good feeling. It's a very good feeling. I sit now listening to the Divine in me. And somehow, whenever I think of the Divine in me, whenever I'm preparing myself to share and live and think with the Divine within me, it's like the most gentle, joyous music is playing in my heart. And I feel a lovely presence. It's not overwhelming, but it's just satisfying and peaceful. I'll say to him, God, as I say to him, God, you have to start a conversation somehow, you know. So you say, God, how are you doing today? And the Divine in me recognizes my desire to communicate and recognizes my desire to be one, recognizes that I am attempting to open interaction between us by saying this. And in all honesty and in all joy, the Divine says to me, wonderful. Just wonderful. You're doing just wonderful, God? Yep, doing just wonderful. How does God do just wonderful? Well, is that the question you really have in your mind, Herb? Well, no. Well, then why did you ask it? You asked me how I'm doing. I said I'm doing wonderful. I'm entering into the conversation with you. We have opened a banal conversation of nothingness. Now, what is it you have on your mind? And with that little put down, I realize that I have been insincere. And I say, well, God, what I'd really like to know is I have a little illness in my body that I don't know how to handle it. Well, what kind of an illness is this that you have? Well, it's just an illness. Well, if you don't tell me what the illness is, we can't do much about it. Well, I have this illness. Now you tell me more about the illness, and then we can really build it up into something wonderful for you. Really make it into a, a big illness, not just a little illness. What are you saying, God? I'm saying whatever you bring to me, we can handle it and make it better and more. Now, you said you have an illness, a little illness. Now, I can only presume if you want to talk about a little illness, you want to have the little illness get bigger. No. I want health. Well, if you want to talk to me about health, I can talk to you about health. I don't want to talk about it. I want to be healthy. Well, what is it that you must say, Herb, to be healthy? Well, I must say I am healthy. I am health. Excellent. Now, if you came to me at any time and you said to me, God, I'm healthy, I would say, yes, you are. I would repeat it again and again, yes, you are, yes, you are. And as I repeat it, you would start experiencing it, because we're setting up a communication with the desirable things in your life, not the unbeneficial things in your life. Well, God, it seems like I'm all out of whack then, because I talk about my problems. Yes, that's why we haven't had too much to talk about, because you talked about your problems and you were insincere. What do you mean insincere? Well, you really didn't want the problems, but you talked about them. Well, what do you mean insincere? Well, you talk about what you want. Whatever it is that you want, you talk about it. If you want friends, you talk about friends. If you want enemies, you talk about enemies. If you want wealth, you talk about wealth. If you want poverty, you talk about poverty. Well, don't you have to talk about that thing that you want to get rid of so you can have the thing you want? Well, you may do that if you want to go through the experience of lack before you go through the experience of abundance. Well, how does that work, God? How does that work that I get abundance just by talking about it and thinking about it? Our thoughts are things. And when we think a thought, we put a thought into motion in the universe, and it brings about the result of what our thought is thinking. Well, I've thought about being wealthy, but I haven't been wealthy. And I thought about having lots of friends, and I don't have lots of friends. What is this all about? Again, you're thinking about what you don't have. You're empowering to continue the things that you don't want to experience. If I could take anything from your vocabulary, I would take not. I would take don't. I would take the negative out of your vocabulary. But I wouldn't be able to say anything. That's right. You wouldn't be able to say something that theoretically you don't want. But you have that in your vocabulary because that is what you want. You want those unhappy, negative things. Are you ready to have a happy, powerful, positive life all the time? Well, surely everyone would love that. We're not talking about everyone, Herb. We're talking about you. Well, yes, I would like that. Well, then, what do you have to do? Well, according to you, I have to talk about what I want and what I am, not what I don't have. Oh, what do you mean, according to me, you have to do that? Well, you're saying that. No, I'm telling you what the universal principle is. The universal principle says, whatsoever things you think about, that is what you experience. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So now, what is it you're going to do? What is it you're going to think about? What is it you're going to have in your consciousness, in your life, in your world, as the most important thing for you to consider? Well, God, why do you always ask me questions, and why don't you just give me straightforward answers, because then I'll just do what you tell me to do? Because, Herb, I cannot give you straightforward answers, because all the straightforward answers I give you, you ignore them and go around them. I say, think a positive thought and have a positive response. And so then you argue about why you should think a positive thought and why a positive result would happen if you thought a positive thought. Every time we argue with principle, we're arguing nowhere. We're accomplishing nothing. And every time we argue principle, what happens is all of our good goes away. All of the desirable things in our heart cease to exist for us. You and I, we have the opportunity to set our own causes in motion, to set our own program in motion. And people who want us to set the cause in motion for them are people who are doing what? They are people who want to manipulate the principle of the law, and they can't do it. Well, what do I do next, God? Well, think about it, Herb. Think about it. Do you like yourself? Yeah. Do you think you're a pretty nice guy? Yeah. Do you think that as this nice guy, you are surrounded by beautiful people and beautiful circumstances? I like that idea. You are surrounded by beautiful people and beautiful circumstances. You like that idea? I just said I did. Well, you cannot say too often that you like the truth. You cannot say too often that you are divine. You cannot say too often that all is in divine order. You cannot speak the truth often enough for yourself and for your world. You cannot even begin to do it with that thought in mind. You cannot even begin to act upon it. But people play the game. People pretend. They pretend that they can't do it. They pretend that they don't have it. They pretend that these things are beyond their realm and beyond their ability to take. But are they? Are they? Well, God, I'd like to have more friends. All right. They say, if you want a friend, be a friend. Now, the first thing to do, Herb, is to say to yourself, what is a friend? Okay? A friend is someone who enjoys the company of another person, who's a friend, and accepts them just the way they are in their totality. That's true. Now, what if a friend wanted to give the other person some advice so they could improve themselves and so they could be more proper in society and everything else? What do you think of that? Well, I think that's a good idea. Now, why do you think it's a good idea? Well, because we always like to help those that we love to improve and those that we love to be their fullest and their best. We always like to do that. Well, what do you mean we always like to do that? Well, we like to do that because we like to do that. It gives us a certain power. Ah. So in other words, you have a friendship over which you have power and over which you exercise the power, and then you tell the other person how to dress, how to do things. Well, that doesn't sound so good the way you say it. Well, that doesn't sound so good the way it's coming out of you either. Is that what you want to experience? No. What do? You just say, of your world, all is in divine order, and don't try to change anything. You might turn off your own water faucet or something of that nature, but don't try to change anything in the world. Don't try to change anything anywhere about you. Just recognize that all is good and very good. We all have this privilege of going within and meeting the divine, meeting God in us. But we don't take it. We don't take the journey. We don't take the trip. Why do you think you hear? Why do you think you hear about all these wonderful things? It's so you can enjoy it if you want to. Well, God, there's a lot of things I hear about. The newspaper, on the radio, television, a lot of things that I hear about. Yes, sir, that's right. And why are you listening to the television and the newspaper and the radio? Why are you using them as media to inform you what's going on in the world? Because you got to know what's going on if you're going to be a friendly person and get along with other people. No. When you hear what's going on in the world, do you say, oh dear, or do you say, all is in divine order? Yes, or what do you say? Well, I like to think all is in divine order, but do you say it? No. Why don't you say it? Don't you realize that the power of your word is so absolute and so wonderful that if you were to say something, all is in divine order, that it would be instantly in divine order? You see, you watch the television, you look at the newspapers and so forth, and you take into your thinking all of these conditions, and then you say to yourself, I'm not going to judge them. Yeah, that's true, God. I say it, but I know I judge them. Yes, Herb, you do. And I know that I'm always thinking to myself, what's a better way for running the world? That's right, Herb. And now, Herb, I'll ask you a question. What is the right way to run the world? Well, the right way to run the world is to have good people who are running it, and good people who are doing the things that should be done, and good officers in the government, and they're honest and true, and the people should get out and vote and take care of these things and do these things and make these things come true. Oh, I see. Now, we just said that our word is very powerful. Yes, God, that's true. And if we say our word is very powerful, why is it that we want to see everybody else doing the right job and we do nothing? Well, we do something. We see everything okay. All right, now, look at all the government on the world, any government, your own or any other government, and what do you say? You say the legislators and so forth are a bunch of incompetents. They're not doing a good job. Do you think that's going to encourage them to do a good job? Well, I'm only talking about it in my mind. I'm not talking about it out loud. I'm not saying it so other people can hear it. Well, your mind, Herb, is the stage of the infinite. And the infinite attends every activity you have that you perform on your stage. The infinite is listening to everything you say. And the infinite is saying, oh, the legislators are all idiots. The legislators are doing stupid things. So, everybody is listening. All the legislators are listening. All the people. And the legislators are saying, oh, they know that I do stupid things and they don't mind, so I guess it's okay. I can keep right on doing it. And the legislators are then carrying out the very things because they are on the stage of life too. And they hear every thought, they feel every attitude you have in your mind, and they act upon it. Oh, come on, God. I'm not that powerful. Herb, we are that powerful. You are that powerful. Everyone is that powerful. Use it. Use that power, and use that power to accomplish any gift that you want. Oh, God, that's a big responsibility. You know, Herb, the biggest responsibility is the responsibility to be master over your thoughts, to be in charge of what you think, to be in charge of your attitudes. It's not anything in the outer. It's all on the inner. And every man, every woman, every child who is master of their thought, who is master of their inner world, lives a wonderful world indeed, lives a successful world, lives a happy world. Well, God, that sounds almost like it's easy. Yes, the idea is easy, but carrying it out is something else again. Now, are you ready to carry that out? Are you ready to put that forth in your mind and let that be something that's so fantastic that everything comes out smelling like roses? Is that what you want to do? Well, it sounds like a good idea, I say. Yeah, well, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. You listen within, and I'm there to share with you. You listen within, and I won't tell you what to do, but I'll tell you, is that what you want to think about? Are those the results that you want to have? So you'll think about the reaction to what you do and think and say. But God, isn't that sort of like telling me how to live my life? Oh no. To remind you of who you are is not telling you how to live your life. You can be reminded who you are, and you know that you're a divine being, you know you're God, and you still go on and do the things that you do, pretending that you're not God, and pretending that you're not divine. And, of course, when you do that, then what have you done? You have closed yourself off to the infinite creative cause of the universe, which is quite spectacular. Anytime we're ready for hearing what the divine has to say within, it's just a matter of quietly listening to ourselves. And we'll have a dialogue between ourselves, and it will be God speaking, because all is God, you are God, I am God, everything is God. So therefore, whenever we hear any speaking inside of us, it's God speaking. Now, what if somebody comes up and talks not pleasant to you? It talks kind of angry necessarily, but superior. And you say, get lost. There's nobody in my life superior to me. And this is how we want to be in charge of ourselves. Nobody is in charge of our life except us. We are the only ones who tell us what to do and how to do it. We're the only ones who tell us what our values are and what we really want to accomplish. Now, do you know what you want to accomplish? Do you know where you want to go and do anything? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you are? And on top of it, you got to be aware of it. You got to be in charge. Because if you're not in charge, what have I said to you about who you are? What have I said to all the world who they are? The divine sits back in smiling repose in us, waiting for us to respond, waiting for us to listen. And I know that when it's sitting back waiting for me to respond, I right away jump in there and say, okay, I'm here. And whatever it is that is important for me to know and important for me to have in my life, I have it, and I experience it, and I know it. And it is a great, great joy. It's a great, great thrill to be it and have it and live it. I tell you how I talk with God. And I tell you how I listen to the intuitiveness within me. Now, you take a few moments yourself. Listen to the intuitiveness within you, and let that intuitiveness come through, revealing to you all that you are and all the magic that's in you. Enjoy.